Thank you, Harry. We got to get away. You know, after the holidays, I'm glad they're over at some point, you know?
Oh, me too.
My birthday's mixed in there.
I know, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, a year older. I'm still here.
Happy birthday.
Can't get rid of me. and then New Year's and starts with Thanksgiving. Somehow in January, I feel like, oh, I made it.
Exactly. It's like, oh my God, no more tape, no more wrapping paper, no more dinners.
Exactly. No more.
No more then, rush. No more rush.
Then there's times when you miss it all, too. So who knows?
About March, I miss it.
Yeah. Where's all my friends?
Where are my friends? I had
in December.
Time for a dinner party.
There you go. A little bit more about Harry. He auditioned for a British program, The X Factor, in 2010. Mm-hmm. And he failed the boy department. They had young boy singers. Six other people did as well. And one of the judges suggested that perhaps they get together and they could get into the group category next mm-hmm. time around. Mm-hmm. And that's where they came up with One Direction, and that's what set them on their path. I thought that was interesting.
That's interesting, because I love them. They're a fabulous group.
Yeah.
I like them. I like their music.
I think someone had an insightful moment there.
What was his name? X Factor. Isn't that X-Factor. Simon Cowell?
No.
No, it wasn't him?
No, it says here who the judge was.
Oh.
Nicole Scheschenzinger.
You know what?
Yeah.
She is drop-dead gorgeous, and she is a phenomenal singer.
Well, apparently she knew how to identify it.
Yeah,
you know?
She's really... Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a female that did it, right.
Because of the organization. Right, they're multitasking. But no, I happen to know her. I looked her up. Drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I think Harry's pretty cute myself.
Yes, he is. He is cute.
Little young for moi, but...
Yeah, especially since you're 1 year older.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I hate that.
Sorry.
I hate that. So that's a little bit more about Harry. And he's riding a big wave right now. Him and a few others that have ridden the wave this last year. Sam Smith and who was the other, the redheaded guy?
Oh. I know. Don't ask me. Because now you put me on the spot, but I know who you're talking about.
Well, we'll get to it because I have a list of the...
We're going to
go through a lot of the top 10 this...
Perfect.
And the end of the year information. So it's kind of a time for the audience, you out there, the listener, to kind of maybe reflect a bit on this last year. And we're going to hopefully provide some fun notes and information, some sad ones along the way as well, too. But we're going to try and hit all the high spots of 2017.
Perfect.
And... with that, I also want to say that what's coming up on 2018 for Rainbow Radio is that for the next indefinite period, we're going to have two regular programs every month.
Perfect.
Yes. And yay. I think one you'll love, Stacey. It's called Love and Romance.
Okay. Yes, I like it already.
So the next Love and Romance is going to be January 20th.
Okay.
And that's going to be a regular monthly thing where we bring people in and we discuss relationships, and maybe we have Endora give a few advice on how to throw a good dinner party again. It's about time that Endora got back here.
I think so. I agree.
And then this is something else that is, could be quite important to the greater community is this town hall forum that we want to have for the arts.
Okay.
And we want to bring in a lot of different people in the art community. Mm-hmm. In a format and try and give a voice to what the perspective is from the artists, from gallery owners, from business people,
perfect.
And maybe get a strong voice for the city in their planning and help them adopt, important things that make Laguna Beach what it is.
What it is. It's much needed things to keep it going.
Yeah.
I agree. That's wonderful.
Because I think art is... the center point for Laguna Beach, and it needs to
definitely
be vital and continue. So there's a lot of input and a lot of emotional input. And, you know, Stacey, I think a lot of the people that this last panel, a lot of them were all, there was a consensus there, but they all had valuable items that were part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So while one person may have identified one thing that's important to the community, another person is very adamant and passionate about something else that they have.
That's good.
And there's no denying that they all should be some component of what happens. And I think where perhaps the fallout is where it's not a cohesive, organized, put together package. Not that it needs to be terribly organized, but it needs to be thoughtful. And I think to bring the people together with some dialogue and get them on the radio and talk about it for a period of, say, 6 months or mm-hmm. longer, however we want to go.
Good.
And we will have a Facebook page up for this group.
Okay.
And we'll send out messages on that Facebook page so that we can try and garner a lot more input, you know.
Well, and we're giving it a platform. Now we have a platform for them to...
Right, and then maybe we'll have some own actual invited guest town hall meetings. Okay. One thing we want to do is a fundraiser for this organization.
Okay.
And I talked over the weekend, well, the weekend's not over, but I talked, I guess it was Thursday, to a person, her name is Susan, and we discussed maybe a fundraiser for the organization.
Okay.
So that would help them get the word out. And one of the things we thought about was called Door Art, where we buy 12 hollow core doors from, say, Home Depot or Lowe's.
Right.
And that's not a plug for them. You can buy them at Laguna Beach Hardware. Hollow core doors. We should probably buy them from Laguna Beach Hardware.
Probably stick to Laguna.
Or the Laguna Beach, what's down the canyon at Ganal?
Ganal,
yeah. Yes. Either there or there. But buy those, and they're only like $30
each.
And you get some two-by-fours and you make a easel.
Oh,
and you put them landscape, like, you know, not not vertical,
not
but
vertical.
Landscape. So you put 12 of them in a circle, and you ask maybe the mayor to be an artist.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
And you ask Stacy to be
not
an artist.
Good.
No. And I think we should find a 12 or 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and God help me, someone who's struggling and they're maybe homeless.
Okay.
But I think we should have a real variety of people document it, and that would be the fundraiser, the people that we would sell 12 of them as a calendar.
I like that, because everybody has a different vision and of the same item, and you can have 12 different final products, because everyone sees something differently.
I want to have
great idea.
I want to have the artists be people that haven't really done art.
Okay.
And because it plays back to an experience I had where I thought I was an artist.
Oh, okay.
And,
I didn't know that.
You know, I thought, I kind of am. So when it comes time to put brush to canvas, you have apprehension because you think, oh, everyone's going to judge you and think about you.
Absolutely.
And you're terrified. And I also have a dear friend up in San Luis Obispo that's a therapist. And she says art is one of the most valuable, that was her thesis, is one of the most valuable things for therapy.
Okay.
And so I'm keeping this in the back of my mind is thinking, well, I'm going nuts. Where did she get this, you know?
Right.
But what happened was one day I got frustrated because it was for my commercial space in where my mother was managing condominiums in Hawaii, very high-end condominiums. And I said, well, I'll do it, you know? And 3 months went by and I still hadn't gotten a start. And one night after a little wine...
little liquid courage.
I got some liquid courage. Okay. Thank you, Stacy. And I started doing it, and my heart started racing. I was perspiring. I was laughing. I was singing, and it was the most cathartic experience. Because I realized in that process, it really doesn't matter. It's from me.
Right.
And who has the right to judge?
Nobody. You know?
And some people didn't like it. And then I would tell them it's on loan from the Getty.
There you go. Well, see, put them in their place. There you go.
Exactly.
How dare you judge my artwork?
Exactly. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, and it just showed up here.
But so I thought if we brought 12 artists together, they might share a similar experience.
It should be really interesting.
Where they break through, and one of my tags was going to be, don't look through the window, go through the door.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's about door art. And,
it's door art.
And it's don't think it's paneled doors or old doors. It's flat doors that look like a canvas. Very simple.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And the doors are already pre-treated for acrylic paint.
Okay, good.
So it's like a cheap canvas and a big one.
Okay, it is a big one.
Stacy's going to, you're going to be there and you're going to interview all 12 of the artists.
Okay.
And we're going to get short statements from each one, photograph them. Put them in and catalog them, put them in the calendar.
Okay.
And it'll be a fundraiser.
It'll be a great fundraiser.
For this group.
I like it.
Yeah.
Great idea.
So, thank you.
Great idea.
So that's part of what's coming up on 2018 for Lovely Rainbow Radio. And then in January 13th, I think I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again because it's very important. Sarah Kasman of Shanti is retiring after 30 years.
Right.
And she is going to be on the station, and then I think there's a party of the 20th at 7 Degrees in the Canyon to celebrate that. It's a big deal. a really big deal because mm-hmm. I'm going to MC it.
Are you? Good. Oh, well, good.
They asked me to. No, I didn't impose myself on them.
No, never. Well, so, you've got the perfect voice, so you should.
Everyone says that. My face is the perfect face for radio, but I don't, that's such an old one.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
I'm not scared of it. Mm-hmm. So, we're still looking whenever anyone is out there and they're traveling about Laguna Beach for the best known LGBTQ secrets in the city. So if you have anything you want to share with us, go to Rainbow Dash Radio. Please let me know. Still looking for every week. We want businesses of the week to nominate a business that is in the community that's LGBT themed or owned or something to do with the community. And a community leader, which would be someone who has donated their time, like Sarah.
Right.
And done a lot of fun things. And also, lastly here, I'll mention before we get to our next song, which happens to be the second most popular song according to Vanity Fair. I went to Vanity Fair to get the top 10 list. I figured.
You did?
And I have to say, Stacey, I edited a few of them out.
Did you?
I curated a little bit. There were two songs. Well, they were primarily for FCC regulations.
Oh, got it. I'm with you. I understand.
So if some people are offended that their favorite song is not in the group, they might realize that there's some unacceptable language that we can't really put on the air.
Standards we have to uphold.
Yes. And we do our best.
Yes, we do.
Our best. So I will mention that Lux now, every week, every Wednesday in Dana Point, has LGBTQ night. They have rainbow. They call it Rainbow Night.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
If
you buy an entree, you can get 50% off your wine, a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And they have live entertainment. I actually sang there.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. I sang, "The summer wind came blowing in." Yeah. Well, we won't go there. Anyway, they seemed to enjoy it. They didn't throw me out.
It's a fun place. I've been there. I didn't know. Not on a Wednesday, though.
Yeah. It's a regular deal now.
It's a nice place. It's fun.
Oh, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this Sunday, there is an event at the Boom Boom Room. I'm still getting some more details about it, and I will share them this afternoon as I have a couple more phone conversations, and I'll do another e-blast with those details. But essentially, you have to, they're asking that you RSVP on a web page. Mm-hmm. In the process, you do subscribe to receive their emails, which is okay. If you don't want to receive them after you've RSVP'd, you can just opt out. Mm-hmm. But that gives the promoters the opportunity to know how many people to expect.
Right. I RSVP'd.
Yes, I know.
And, did you see that?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
Cool.
So, because there is a high-end food affair going along with it, mm-hmm. and it's Mark De Palma, who of famous
Mark's
restaurants here.
My
many
hangout
years.
When I moved here. That was my second home.
Yeah. Monday night was
Monday
half
night.
Off. Everything was 50%
yes, it was.
Off.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
And we love Mark. He's been a big part of the community here. So that's this Sunday. That's tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, my
God.
There's not much left in this year, is there? All right, we're going to get on to the second most song.
Okay, I'm interested.
It's Cardi B and Bodak Yellow. I don't know.
You just slaughtered that name. Oh, my goodness.
I did. What is it?
I don't know. But I
slaughtered it.
That can't
possibly
be it.
Thank you, Stacey.
That can't be it.
Oh, I love you, too. Rihanna, you can't go bad with Rihanna, right?
She's fantastic.
Set you free. I'm bouncing around.
Bouncing.
Shout out to them people.
Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live, but you're renting. Wave that low to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong glide.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens right.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top, blown live.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on, only doing fire.
Wait a minute.
Me.
I was busy thinking about boys.
All right, this is the next one. Carly Rae Jepsen. Number 4.
Boys. Head is spinning thinking about boys. I need that bad boy to do me right on a Friday. And I need that good one to wake me up on a Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. Asking me where I'm at. Didn't hit him back.
I am not doing so. This is actually Charli XCX Boys. The next one is Carly Rae Jepsen. I apologize for that. Here's Carly Rae Jepsen, number 5. And then we're going to... You know, next time, Stacey, I'm gonna curate this a little better. But we'll have to wait for another year. But,
yes, we do. We have a year to work on it.
But we know what to do now. Well, we've got so much to cover this morning. I'm going to take Carly away from us for here. And we're going to get onto some, what we said, the year in review.
Bye, Carly.
Bye, Carly. We love you.
Love you.
So this is a year in review, and it's LGBT. It's okay. From The Blade, America's
definitely.
News service. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go through real quickly what's happened, but right at the top is Edie Windsor.
Definitely.
Yeah. So.
Rabbit Trail. Georgina met her on a cruise.
Oh, really?
Was her neighbor on the cruise. I didn't get to go because my father passed away. So we had tickets. So Georgina went on the cruise. I went home for my father's funeral. Her next door neighbor on the cruise was Edie Windsor. They became pretty good friends.
Well.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry. Little rabbit trail. Sorry.
Well, no. That's great. Apparently she. Okay. So Max Ferrer. Ferrer, F-E-R-R-A, Max, director of the New York City's Hispanic American Arts Center, died. Yeah, he was 79. Mm. From Turner Classic Movies, most of all of us know Robert Osborne.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'd give us all the rundown on all the movies and how important they were to mm-hmm. our culture, and, mm-hmm. and also very insightful stuff. It's sad to see him
leave. Sad.
George Weinberg, the psychotherapist who coined the term homophobia in the 1960s.
Oh.
He passed at 87. Gilbert Baker, creator of the Rainbow Flag.
Oh,
As Rainbow Radio.
Yeah, Rainbow Radio. Nice.
Oh, no. No, I did. I did actually mention it when it mm-hmm. I did send an e-blast out. And he did that in 1978 for the Pride Parade in San Francisco. So that's where it started. Yeah. And he passed at 65, sadly. William Hoffman, who also wrote the groundbreaking play As Is during the height of the AIDS epidemic, mm-hmm. he passed. Gay attorney Jim Graham, who was elected 4 terms to D.C. Circuit, died at 71 in Georgetown University Hospital of Complications.
Wow.
It says, I wanted to see what it said. Serving as... advocating the city's fight against HIV/AIDS during the early years of the epidemic while serving as executive director to Whitman Walker, The Blade reported. Another one, Nelson Ellis, who played Lafayette Reynolds in the gay cook on HBO Vampire series. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I've heard of it, but I've not seen an episode or anything.
Tony Award-winning producer Stuart J. Thompson. Producer served as general manager for more than 70 Broadway. Imagine that, someone gay on Broadway.
No, God, can you imagine? Scary.
I know, shocking.
We're everywhere.
Now, Mark Merrillis, he wrote the novel American Studies and three subsequent works. Merrillis wrote Sensitivity about the joy, turmoil, and pride of America, 20th century gay life. Wow. As an author.
Okay.
Kate Millett, the queer, that's what it says, queer, groundbreaking second wave feminist writer. Now you should know about this one, apparently.
Yeah.
Whose iconic 1970 book, Sexual Politics, transformed our culture and understanding of the gender roles, died at 82.
Oh, that's sad.
Then we lost Edith Windsor, what we already talked mm-hmm. about. And then gossip columnist Liz Smith.
Liz Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows her.
She famous for her relationships with men and women, including archaeologist Iris Love.
Mm-hmm. How appropriate.
Jack Doro's show, The Queen, a documentary about the 1967 town hall show in New York, is a queer cultural touchstone. The Queen. I never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Sorry. And then Jim Nabors.
I know.
Golly.
Golly. Poor thing. I know.
So that takes us through. So, you know, every year we do have a tradition with a song that's mm-hmm. noted as Guy Lombardo's song, right?
Right.
And so I want to do something special with it this year. I want to play James Taylor singing it, but I want to answer some questions. Do you know what the meaning behind Auld Lang Syne, Lang Syne?
No, I do not.
Auld Lang, A-U-L-D, Lang Syne.
Yes.
It's a Scottish poem written by Robert Burns in the 1700s.
Okay.
It translates to old long since. So in other words, it's really a song about friends that uh-huh. you're not knowing well, and you miss them. And so you toast a cheer to the friends that may be across the ocean that you might not see again, but they're in your thoughts.
Oh, that's nice. I never had it explained to me.
Yeah, and so that's how it started. It was band leader Guy Lombardo is credited with popularizing the song and making it mm-hmm. New York tradition. Mm-hmm. Lombardo heard the song as a youth in his hometown of London, Ontario, and over the years became a signature of he and his brother's famous band, the Royal Canadians. Mm-hmm. Rumor had that they loved the song because it was in the key of E-H, whatever that is. Oh, yeah, E-H. Never heard of E-H.
No, me neither.
I would say E-flat, but it just says E-H. So, so in a nutshell, Auld Lang Syne is basically about remembering friends from the past, that it's really the rest of the nice rhyming scheme, along with fun Scottish words thrown in for good measure. The crux of the song and why it works so well at the end of the year is that when good people come and go in your life, mm-hmm. it is worth to take a moment of time and raise the glass and remember those that should never be forgotten.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. If I had a glass, I would raise it right now.
So for that, with that, here's JT. I picked JT because... I don't know, he's been through a lot, and he's still here, and we love him.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of anxiety? For Auld Lang Syne, for Auld Lang Syne, should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety, we too have run about the hills. since Auld Lang Syne. We too have sported between us have roared and swelled since Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, for Auld Lang Syne, the seas between us have roared and swelled since
Thank you, JT. Couldn't have been said better.
Very nice.
I thought of all my friends. I hope our listeners think of our friends this year end and how they've persevered and how important they are in our lives.
Oh, friends are the patchwork of our lives.
You can't.
They're everything.
You can't get by without them. So on that note, let's cheer it up a little bit here.
Okay, all right.
So what are you going to do in 2018, Stacey?
Got
any travel plans?
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully the second week of January, possibly.
Yes. Do tell.
We are going to go to Puerto Vallarta.
Did you get request time off from the station?
I'm going to when I get plane tickets solidified.
I don't know.
It might just be during the week. We don't know.
Okay.
Friend lives there and wants us to come and visit. So that's our first opportunity to travel in 2018.
Okay, I don't really have any travel plans. My travel plan seems to be limited to Palm Springs lately.
but, oh, that's a good travel. You know, I love Palm Springs.
You get away, you know. And actually, it's considered in the top 10. It was like number 5 of the top worldwide travel destinations.
Exactly.
In the world.
So, I love Palm Springs.
And they got a totally gay city council there now.
Yes, they do.
So, spend your money where it matters.
Absolutely. Sorry.
So, I do have a list of, shocking that I would have it, of the 10... 10 best tourist places, the top gay-friendly picks for 20 for coming up, okay?
All right.
And you're going to like this first one. It's Phuket, P-H-U-K-E-T.
Phuket.
No, I don't think you say it that way.
What? Where is it?
It's on the west coast of Thailand.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's P-H-U-K-E-T. We're not cussing. That is the name of the, and it's the west coast of Thailand.
Okay.
It's number pristine waters of the Andaman Sea.
Okay.
The province of, we'll say Phuket to be safe.
Yeah.
Is a slice of tropical paradise, okay? Tel Aviv is number 2.
Really?
Yeah, hands down, one of the favorite gay-friendly destinations. As Tel Aviv, from the old city of Jaffa to the best bars, clubs, restaurants, beaches, and parties.
Interesting.
I know. I'm shocked. Amsterdam, that's a given.
I figured that'd be number 1.
Topping the list of gay-friendly destination, Amsterdam is an oasis for travelers who can let loose, showing off their true colors in one of the most liberal-minded cities on the map.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with that, Amsterdam. Berlin. comes
That's
in.
That's surprising. Very surprising.
It's hip, artistic, international, and gay. That's what it says.
Well,
Berlin is easily one of the most gay-friendly cities in Europe, with a huge offering of LGBT travelers, for travelers, popular neighborhoods and neighborhood. Okay, yes. Yeah. Then next, we have Palm Springs.
There you go.
There you go. I forgot. This city has long been the destination for gays and lesbians ever since the early days of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 hours driving from Los Angeles, Palm Springs served as the gateway to actors escape for their escape from the hustle and bustle of the film industry, mm-hmm. while still being close enough to return on short notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when your public demands, you've got to get back there.
I know, you have to take another shoot.
Oh, no, this next one is nice. It's Nice.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Nice is nice. Nice is the city, the fifth largest city in France, and it yet has become the second most gay-friendly destination, only behind Paris.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought Paris was for lovers.
And the next one is Paris. Yeah, so they kind of gave that one away on the city. on the city of light, love, and romance. A must on any gay traveler's bucket list, Paris. I've been there. I got pickpocketed, but I'm over it.
I haven't been there. I don't have any desire.
And then the next one is West Hollywood.
Oh, well, of course.
So there's two of them in California.
Two of them right here within an hour and a half.
This is wonderful. West Hollywood, better known as WeHo, is literally a small city within a city.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most welcoming cities for anyone, not only the LGBT community. Come out for one of the great Hollywood parties, Los Angeles Gay Pride. That's coming up.
It is coming up.
And that's the top. So that's the top.
That's interesting.
So we should go to all of them together, Stacey.
Yeah, I will do that. Berlin surprised me. That's interesting. And Tel Aviv. I don't know what I thought they would be, but that's nice to know.
And then we have the five best movies for 2017 that if you haven't seen in 2018, you better go see them.
You better go see it.
Yeah, so Princess Sid. I do not know what Princess Sid is. From a Chicago-based filmmaker and industry outsider, Stephen Cohn, mm-hmm. comes a beautiful portrait of a motherless teen's search for identity.
Mm.
It follows 16-year-old athlete Sid and as she stays with her novelist aunt, Miranda, in Chicago one summer.
Okay.
God's Own Country, if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that.
There is no I can't quit you moment in writer-director Francis Lee's expertly crafted cinematic debut, only the bleak but beautiful landscape of Yorkshire countryside.
Mm.
This one is for you. A Fantastic Woman. Have you heard of that movie?
No, I have not.
Chilean filmmaker Sebastian Lelio has a knack for making movies about women. Fully okay. human, glorious, and yes, fantastic.
All right.
You better
like
put
it.
That on your
I
list.
I like it.
You and Georgina.
Yes.
And then Call Me By Your Name, I did see. And it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. And it is wonderful. It's very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. It has Army Hammer in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was, like, I think I mentioned, there's, like, four of us that went. One of the four didn't like it. The other three couldn't praise it enough.
Good.
So it's not for everyone, like every movie, but it's the one. And there's another one, number one, I got these out of order, is Beats Per Minute. And that's a new one I didn't know. In this Palme d'Or contender, Robin Campello tells the story of an act-up Paris with equal parts humor, joy, and reverence, just as he lived it.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a documentary.
Sounds like it.
It does. It does. It doesn't say it, though.
Beats per minute. I always thought that's like what my radio station is on my XM radio. I have a BPM. I just named it Beats per Minute in my own book. I don't know what it means, but that's what I call it.
That is. Well, when you program music as a DJ, which I had some experience at,
mm-hmm.
all the music is beats per minute. And so when you mix it, you need to know your beats per minute and match the downbeat. Dunch, dunch, you know.
Oh, I'm impressed.
And so
I'm impressed.
Well,
I can tell it was your birthday.
Yeah, I would hang with the best DJs. And another one is Beach Rats. Now this looks interesting.
I've heard of that.
teenage rage lurks under a placid surface as he spends his summer walking the world-famous boardwalk in his backyard, shirtless and waiting for something to happen. Mainstream gay audiences came for this shirtless part, but didn't take the unmitigated rage that eventually overtakes Frankie's softer yearnings. Well, that sounds interesting. Then there's Catfight. That's about women.
That happens daily at my house.
And that's another good one. See, two women who hate each other.
Oh,
giving Annie Hetch and Sarah and Sandra Oh the juiciest roles of their recent careers.
Is that Anne Heche?
Heche, yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Heche, yeah.
Something, you were close.
And then Battle of the Sexes, which is a story about Billie Jean King and what's his face?
Jim Connors.
Yeah.
Or her husband. I don't know what her husband's name is.
No, when they they squared off against one another.
Absolutely, in the tennis match.
Yeah.
Battle of the Sexes.
Yes, Battle of the Sexes.
I call her Aunt Billie because, you know, that's my last name. King.
Oh, that's true.
I know.
Oh,
we're not related one iota. So that's her married name.
And then there's Strong Island. In the tradition of My Architect and Stories We Tell, filmmaker Jans Ford opens to the wounds of his own family tragedy in Strong Island. He's studying magnum opus about 1992 murder of his 24-year-old brother. That doesn't sound very fun.
That's not uplifting.
This next one is Women Who Kill. I thought we were going to have some happy stuff for 2018, but now we're on to Women That Kill. This bone-dry lesbian murder mystery.
Oh, my God.
Has something for everyone. Well, okay.
Well, let's see.
And that wraps it up for the top 10.
Remind me to put that on my list.
Oh, my goodness.
Right next to Catfight.
Oh, dare we. Okay, we're going to go on. Hear about The Way of the World with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love this song. It's very appropriate. The Way of the World. As we venture into 2018.
Here we come.
Oh, won't you hear me? Ronan, won't you hear me? Ronan, won't you hear me?
Oh, that is classic Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love it. The Way of the World.
Ooh, fantastic.
We have to have The Way of the World. So Stacy had a question for me, and I'm going to toss it back to her. What is my hope for the coming year?
Yeah.
My immediate hope is get my transmission fixed on my car.
So if there's a mechanic listening, maybe your wish will come true.
You never know. Yeah. And then maybe I'll drive to Palm Springs and have a...
And make it there and back.
There and back. There that would go. Be nice, there you know. You know, when you fix your car all up and put gas in it, that's when the transmission starts.
Of course,
to go, yeah.
Of course. I think it just waits.
It happens. And so, Stacy, with that, you must have some.
My wish for 2018 is for it to be happy. I want to pay it forward. I just want to pay it forward. Everyone to be considerate and pay it forward.
I think we should have tons of happy. Actually, it's when I was a little child, my mother's. We what do you want to wish for your birthday? Mm-hmm. And I would always wish something like a transmission or something like that. And she said, you know.
A transmission?
Well, not that, something similar, but for a 12-year-old, you know.
A transponder, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a transmission? Okay.
Or a new video game.
That's current. That's a current.
Oh, we didn't have video games when I was a kid. That's right. I want a new bicycle. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. So, but she said that there's better wishes than that. Okay. She said, why don't you wish for happiness? And I said, well, I thought, well, what's more important than happiness? It involves everything.
It encompasses every part of your life.
Yeah, I mean, whatever makes you happy is, and it's genuine. So that's what I'm saying. And with that, we're saying adios to 2017, and we'll see you on the other side. We love you. Thank
you,
Laguna Beach.
Goodbye, 2017. And here we come, 2018.
And this is KX93.935. Laguna Beach's only FM radio station. Whoa.
Whoa.
And I haven't been drinking or anything. Love
you
all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for Tyler, the station manager, and Monica for encouraging me and being here and allowing me to have this opportunity to share a lot of things with the community and be a greater part of the community. Perfect. It warms my heart. So
perfect.
Thank you.
Mwah.
And with that, we're going to go to Item A. Are you ready, Item A?
Oh, do I need a song right now? I'll talk. Okay.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Like you've been doing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh. I just want to say welcome to this radio station again. Let me get my headphones on. And your show's fun to listen to. I love that you guys have the back and forth that you do. And I have this song again, if you don't mind me playing it.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. Am I really on the air?
Yes.
You are.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right. So that's on. This goes out to you. You have the best bar in town. I've been hearing it all over town.
Really?
Good. People like that bar.
I love that bar. It's a fabulous bar.
No, it really is. You're doing a great job. Not only here, but, you know, for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this is Ida May with Radio Neighbor, and this goes out to the Rainbow Show. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see if this will play, okay? What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night. And that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious. When some kids came up and said, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh. Oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright. But in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar things were stop and stare. In this bar things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. In the first bar, folks were drinking sips. But in this bar, they could shake their hips. In the first bar, they were drinking sips. In this bar, they could shake their hips. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh. Dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar.